All right, good morning and a good Erev Shabbos, Chodesh Tov. So what we'll do today is a little bit of a hakdama to a very fascinating but also very challenging halacha that uniquely applies in Dinei Mamonos. Perek Chaf Daled, the Rambam begins to discuss what Me'ikar Hadin is possible in Dinei Mamonos, is Lefi Ra'os Ene Hadayan, where the Dayan has the ability to be, let's say, Mahapei Chashvua, or to deem Mishtar invalid for purposes of collection. We'll see a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. On that very Nikuda is how far a Dayan can go. But in principle, Dinei Mamonos, even without the solid basis of Al Pi Shnayim Edim, you can never be Motzi Mamon without two witnesses, and you have to have a single witness to be Mechayev Veshvua. But within certain parameters that we'll discuss, so the Dayan in Dinei Mamonos has the capacity to go beyond that which is being presented exactly in front of him, again with very important and firm parameters in terms of Hotzaos Mamon and Shavua, and we'll talk about the permutations, but that the principle at least is that the Dayan has a certain discretion or a certain latitude. Now Dina de Fashos, right, this is part of the Hasras Edim, that the Dayan, warn the Edim that they can't rule on the basis of Omer Hadas, on the basis of anything quite like this. But in any event, the Yishu Dayan, Ladan V'dinei Mamonos, the Rambam is very clear, that it's Dinei Mamonos, Al-Pi Advarim, Shedaito Notalahen, Shein Emes, V'adavar Chazak Belibo, Shukein, Avopi, Shein Sham Raya Berura, V'ein Sarech Lomrim, Hayu Yodea, Bevadai, Shedavar Kenhu, Shudan Kifima Shayudea. And the Rambam, of course, is going on to describe the Ketzad. But let's just focus in. It really deserves its own attention. The way the Rambam is Magdir, the Hechitimtzi here, the way the Rambam defines the case, L'chatchila, for starters, in terms of when a Dayan is going to get involved. So the Rambam uses a dual formulation. Shadaito no to lehen, Shein Emes. Right? It seems to him that this is the case, that this is accurate. V'adavar chazak belibo shehukein. Right? It's not just a matter of having a certain instinct or a certain predilection that this is MS, but it's a davar chazak belibo shehukein. Later on in the halacha, the Rambam comes back to that formulation, even though it's not supported by an absolute raya, an absolute clear piece of evidence. And certainly, if the Dayan knows something bivadaus, that is the case, then he is able to do so. So maybe let's go a little bit further, just to give a little bit of a taste of what this might implicate. So Ketzad, Harishon is Chayiv Adam Shvua Bevezdin. This is based on the Gemara in Ksuvis, where you have Rava is told by his wife that a particular woman is not credible to take a Shvua. Harishon is Chayiv Adam Shvua Bevezdin. V'amar l'dayan Adam Shu Neman Etzlo. A person who the Dayan deems to be extremely credible, v'shadaito somechas al dvarav, shezeh ha'ish chashad al hashuos. You certainly don't want to put this person in a situation who's not credible of taking a shvua sheker, which is a grievous violation. It's considered one of the averos hachamuros, even though it's not formally associated with kares or misas bezdin. But nonetheless, a shavuah is always associated with kilo yinake Hashem, yisasher yisah shmol hashav, involves the shem Hashem. So if a person who's credible to the dayan, a person who's neman, the shadaito samechas al dvarav, who tells him that this individual cannot be trusted, take a shavuah, yeshul dayan lafo chashua al shekenegdo, v'yishava v'yito hol v'samcha dayito shul dayan al divrezeh. And a filu, again, if the person isn't, from a technical standpoint, a kasher eid, in the case of the Gemara was, Rava's own wife, Bas Rav Chista, a filu haisa isho eved, neman imetzlo ho, matza davar chazak, v'nachon belibo, somech ala v'dan. V'ein sarach lomar im yadahu atzmo shezeh chashad. So once again, the Rambam follows the same exact structure, that daito nota, v'nachon v'chazak belibo, right? There's an overwhelming, internal sense that this is the case, and certainly if the Dayan himself knows that this person in front of them is not a credible individual to take a shvuah, so what is all this about? So, and this is really the point that I wanted to be makdim today to the rest of the halacha, and especially to the inyanei shtaros, which are very complex and involve a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So we'll revisit that. But clearly, what the Rambam is driving at is something which is familiar to every justice system, And it's a very thorny issue, is the distinction between process and truth. One would say, well, why do courts exist? The courts exist because we want there to be justice. What does it mean we want there to be justice? We want the truth to emerge. But sometimes there's a little bit of a tension there, right? If the halacha establishes that the epistemological standard for emes is shnayim edim, so sometimes the very absence of two witnesses can serve an outcome which is not truthful, right? Something that we know happened. You talk about this in terms of the din of kippah, that we know that somebody's really guilty of murder, but we don't have the edus to support it. How are we going to handle such a case, etc.? So the point is that within Dine Mamonos, we allow the dayan to go outside of the formal process, even though, again, that process exists to make sure that due process is there and that the process exists to make sure that in a systemic way, we get to emes. But in a particular case, right, it may not. Well, why do we have shavuos? Of course, we have shavuos to make sure that people are really telling the truth. But if you have a person who's a discredited individual, but we can't establish that as a matter of fact, but we know that the person isn't honest, but it's just never been formally established as such, so it would be theirs to take the shavua. So then the process would ironically enshrine things that really aren't true. That don't serve the interests of MS. And therefore, at least in Dine Mamonos, we can't allow this kind of latitude in Dine Nefashos and say, you know, Hadas, Nota, and therefore, you know, through this, again, we have Kippah, that's maybe an exception, but basically in Dine Nefashos, you have to follow the process to the T. You can't say, you know, Adam Neman told me that this is the case. You can't say that this is what I think happened, you know, even if the circumstantial evidence is indeed overwhelming as such. So again, what the Rambam is trying to point us towards is the idea that a das nota and a davar chazak belibo, that the dayan's pursuit of emes can't be handicapped, it can't be hamstrung by a kind of a slavish fidelity or fealty to the process per se. Now again, as we'll see, there are outer boundaries here. If you have two witnesses coming and saying something, even the dayan doesn't quite think it's true, the dayan can't overrule two witnesses. Al pishnai made them yakum davar, and you know what? And we're going to talk about, you know, what do you do with shtaros, right? Edim achasum min al shtar kibishin echbura edus and mevazdin. It's not so simple to just disqualify a shtar. So that will all be on the table. But the point is that we could at least have an appreciation l'chatchila of why this halacha exists, why me'ikar hadin. And again, we're going to see, halacha beis. I guess we'll get to this on Sunday, then Monday, that we don't practice this so much anymore. The Rif already indicates that. The Rambam picked it up from the Rif, that it's very hard for us to, you know, give this kind of latitude. But the reason that you would need it is a very important one, and it has to have a role as well.